Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, we're very excited to participate in this tournament for the first time. We understand it's a difficult tournament with many challenges. It's a goal of the league-wide to win this tournament. To be the first team to do that in MLS would be a great accomplishment. That's what we're going to try and do, of course. And this is the first step, so we hope to have a good, positive result tomorrow.
That was team captain Michael Parker's talking about this CONCACAF Champions League tournament. Something no MLS team has done is win this tournament. This is the first step of the whole Champions Tour thing, for lack of a better term, as they get ready to play Herediano in their season opener in Costa Rica tonight. Welcome back to the morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We take you now live to Costa Rica, where our Jason Longshore is joining us ahead of the broadcast that he and Mike Conney will do for you tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning to you, Jason. Or is it afternoon there? I have no idea. What time is it?
Morning, guys. It's a little bit earlier than it is in Atlanta, but we're good to go.
So how was the flight down?
It was good. It's good. It's not too long of a flight. Not quite as long of a flight as it is out to the West Coast. Well, about 4 hours, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is amazing down here. Kickoff tonight should be about 70 degrees, a little breezy. Beautiful weather.
So what was the first thing you noticed as you jumped off the plane down there in Costa Rica, Jason Longshore?
Well, after we got through customs, which took a minute, the first thing I noticed as we're walking out of the airport to get on the buses to head to the team hotel is the amount of media who were there to greet the team, mm-hmm. amount of local media who were there. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal in Costa Rica for this club, Herediano, who's a powerful club. They're probably the third biggest club in the country, but they've won 27 domestic league titles. So they're also a club that has prided itself on pulling upsets in CONCACAF Champions League. They've really given Mexican clubs battles over the years, and they're going to throw everything at this. This is, for a team right now that in league play is struggling a little bit, this is the biggest match of Herediano's season. So this is going to be a tough one for Atlanta tonight.
Talking with Jason Longshore as he joins us live from Costa Rica tonight. Our coverage begins at 9:30 with the pregame show, and then, of course, 10 p.m. kickoff with Mike Conney and Jason Longshore in the opening game for Atlanta United. Now, a lot to talk about here. I want to ask you a question about our team in a moment, but you get a sense of excitement down there in Costa Rica about the fact that Atlanta United is down there? Is there any sense of Atlanta United as a team in Costa Rica? Has this brand kind of made its way south?
Absolutely has. And this is something that I think is going to surprise a lot of people around the country, is that what Atlanta United's done in the first 2 years and bringing in players who are known in Latin America, like Miguel Almirón, like Joseph Martinez, and now Pity Martinez. There were probably 40 to 50 River Plate fans. River Plate is a club from Argentina where Pity Martinez comes from, but it's also a club with a worldwide following. And it looked like the River Plate local supporters group here in Costa Rica came out to chant for him and sing for him during the press conference, during the Atlanta United training. They stayed around to try to get pictures and autographs. This is a club that is not your typical American soccer club. They are known in Latin America, and whether it's a player who drives it or it's just the appeal of Atlanta United's drawing 70,000 people. They're winning championships. They're 2 years old. They're a big club. What's going on here? I want to see this for myself. This is a club that will draw in this tournament.
Jason, I have to ask, because we've been talking about it this morning. Everybody's excited about, you know, soccer play about to begin again. What does this mean? With everybody talking about how big of a deal this is, what does this mean for Atlanta United if, by some chance, they don't get this first game out of this first match?
Well, just in this competition, it's a two-leg series. So it's like the playoffs last year where you're going to play a game here and a game back in Atlanta, Kennesaw, next Thursday. So it's a 180-minute game is the best way to think about it. This is the first half. And it's not a must-win. I've always felt like in these types of competitions over two legs, you can't win the leg in the first one. It's really hard to. If you put up a number like Santos Laguna did last night over Marathon from Honduras, 6-1, okay, pretty much done. But you can lose it in the first leg if you fall behind. So Atlanta, in my opinion, you come down here and get a result, a draw is fine, a win is great. If it's a narrow loss, then it's going to put more pressure on the game next week in Kennesaw.
We're talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for the opener for Atlanta United tonight live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we get this team, new coach, Frank DeBoer. What do you expect, Jason?
I'm expecting to see a team that focuses a little bit more on possession, and that's not a huge departure from what we saw in 2018. It's a pretty simple tactic, honestly, when you break it down. You are limiting the other team's chances to score goals if you keep the ball. They don't have the ball, they're not going to be able to create as many chances. It's pretty simple. And I think that's something that Tata Martino was working towards with this team from 2017 to 2018. Now Frank DeBoer is just going to take that to another level. I think it's also going to be a team that could be a little more dynamic in the way that they change positions on the field. It's not going to be quite as structured. That's one reason why you've heard Michael Parkhurst talk specifically a lot about the defensive organization. Because in the attack, you want to be free. You want to be able to rotate. You want to be able to make runs off the ball and create as many opportunities to score as possible. When the ball turns over, that's where you get organized. That's where you defend. And that's where Michael Parkhurst has mentioned DeBoer really working hard on those moments of transition, making sure you recover your shape to protect your goal.
Talking with Jason Longshore to get ready for Atlanta United. And in that new coach's offense, Martinez and Martinez, how is this going to kind of play out in your opinion? What are we going to hear tonight, or what do you expect to see in terms of those two being able to connect on passes and be kind of as effective as we saw Miggy and Joseph be in the last couple of years?
I think, honestly, it could look a little bit more like an attacking trio than the duo that we've seen in the last couple of years with Miguel and Joseph. I think Joseph, Pete Martinez, and Ezequiel Barco are all going to be heavily involved in creating chances. We haven't seen Pete Martinez in an official match for Atlanta United so far. Mike and I had the chance to call the game against Tijuana from Mexico, and Pete played 40 minutes. He played half of it. He already looked like he was building a pretty strong connection with Joseph. Barco also looked excellent in that match. That's, I think, where Atlanta can be dangerous this year, is you have that attacking trio up front, but then you also have a Julian Gressel making runs down the right, a George Bello or a Breck Shea making runs down the left. You're going to be able to really drive the attack with the superstars, but you're going to have other players jumping into it as well, and it's going to be very hard for defenses to contain all of that firepower.
You know, a lot has been said about the refs, especially by the players for Atlanta United going into this match. How much do you think the refs will factor into this match tonight?
In this one, I don't think it'll be too bad. The referee is from Mexico. He's also a World Cup referee. He's a big name. He's on the level of Jair Marufo, who we were really happy with last season in the postseason for Atlanta United. The thing, though, about playing in CONCACAF and when you're playing opponents like Herediano, one, this game is everything to them tonight. This is their season really wrapped up into one match. They've struggled this year. They're in ninth place out of 12 in the league. This is the chance to kind of rescue the season. That means everything goes. You're going to see cheap shots. You're going to see trying to con the referee to get a call. You're going to see some dives. You're going to see some trash talking. That's what happens in these types of games because the stakes are elevated a little bit. I mean, for a club like Herediano, they're not just representing their fans, their town. They're representing their country in a lot of ways. And Atlanta United is as well. This is a big, I think, important priority for Major League Soccer going forward is to win the CONCACAF Champions League. As John said, nobody's done that before in league history. You win this, you're going to a FIFA Club World Cup and representing MLS, a league that's a little over 20 years old, and you could be playing against a Liverpool, a Real Madrid, a true heavyweight in a competitive match. that opportunity is so big that sometimes it's maybe not even just the referee making a bad call. It's just the referee having difficult decisions to deal with because of the players and the stakes in the match.
All right, Jason, we look forward to it tonight. It has been a short off season, but here we go, loaded up. I mean, you're going to have a lot of games real fast between the Cup and, or the Champions League, I should say, and MLS and defending that Cup. We have to get used to this because you're going to be right back here next week at Kennesaw, as you mentioned, a week from tonight, playing the second leg against Herediano, and then right into that, into Major League Soccer play. And if you beat Herediano, right back into the Champions League. I mean, it's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be fun.
Lots of trophies out there for Atlanta United to try to reach this year.
Hey, I don't have to tell you to enjoy it. Now, one other quick thing here. You guys, is Mike going to eat that spotted rooster thing this morning? Because we were talking to him about
what
that.
What did he tell you yesterday?
He said no.
All right, then. I'm pretty sure. Mike Conte does not strike me as a guy that's an adventurous person, especially when it comes to his stomach. So, and he said he don't like beans. What makes you think he's going to eat that if he don't like beans?
Right.
Damn it, John.
It's a game day, guys. We got to be ready for business.
Right, exactly. That's a good call.
We're trying to get Mike Conte back. You get bubble guts down there, might have to stay a couple days.
Don't do that. I appreciate it. Jason, we'll be listening tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All righty.